You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
It's your girl, your pal, your gal. Anyways, Destiny Brown. Y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. You know, I'm Destiny, the producer on there, and I've loved doing it for so many years. Me and the We Talk Radio team, we were talking, and they were like, Destiny, you need your own show. We named the show Friday Night Hype with DB, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about hot topics, what's going on in the world, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on, you know, in our personal lives, you know, maybe be, you know, spilling a little bit of tea. The tea run is over. Relationships, you know, boys, gals, the whole bit, you know, college, jobs, finding a big girl job, having a hot girl summer or a holy girl summer, you know, whatever you want to do. It's more of a, you know, a fresh vibe, very mature vibe. You know, I just turned 21. Friday Night Hype with me, your girl DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join me. We're going to have a great time. We in this thing.
Hey, hello everybody. Happy, 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 happy Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. My name is DB and we are here. You are listening to Friday Night Hype with DB. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in and listening every single week. Yeah, y'all, it's been a long, crazy week. My sister started school on Wednesday. She starts the 10th grade. I was getting a little tear. I was like, oh my gosh, she's growing up. Like, what in the world is going on? If y'all, you know, if you're, you know, the oldest sister or older sister, and, you know, you, when you see your little siblings or, you know, cousins, all that stuff, you know, just growing up, it's just so weird because it's just like, man, I remember when I was a sophomore, I remember, you know, all that stuff. Obviously, you know, we're still in the middle of a global panoramic, you know, still in the middle of a COVID-19 you know, COVID-19 is still running rampant. Y'all make sure y'all wear your mask and you get your vaccines, you know, if you want to do that. But make sure, you know, you at least wear your mask, socially distance, keep yourself safe and sound, because, you know, we don't want to get sick, stuffy nose, you know, coughing. We don't want to do that. We want to have an easy, breezy, beautiful rest of the year because, you know, it's just a lot going on. But, you know, we just got to keep our – but anyways, it was weird, you know. We have a family group text, and we were texting everybody, you know. I mean, my cousins were texting, you know, pictures on their first day, and it's just like, oh, my God. It's crazy that all of them in 2 years, like, we're all going to be adults. Like, all of them are going to be 18 and up. It's just absolutely crazy. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, that's just absolutely crazy. But, yeah, y'all let me know if y'all, you know, have any – if it's weird seeing your – your siblings and your cousins, you know, that are, you know, you've seen them since they were itty bitty. You remember holding them when they were born, and now, you know, they're in high school or, you know, they're going to college or something. It's just, it's crazy. But y'all, I know it is college moving weekend. Shout out to all my college students, especially the amazing freshmen out there. The class, I believe, of 2025, I think. Child, I don't know. 2024, 2025. I always forget. I'm sorry. But shout out to you. You guys are absolutely awesome. I can't wait for you guys, you know, to just experience the college life and, you know, live your best life. Don't go too crazy. You know, I'm going to share a couple of tips with you guys, but I'm just so glad that you guys are here on this amazing Friday with me. Personally, I've been packing up. I just this morning finished going to, I'm into Ross. And I'm with y'all, child. Let me tell y'all something about y'all's college. Y'all need to hit up your local Dollar Tree, Dollar General, Dollar Store, whatever you want to call it. Because I got a lot of stuff for a dollar. Just, you know, a dollar, maybe. I think the most expensive thing was like $5. I'm just going to be real. I did buy a $5 Bluetooth speaker. I played it for an hour, and the speaker blew out. So now it sounds like, and I'm like, oh, this is, of course it would happen to me. This is perfect. I was so excited because it had, you know, it was cheap, but it was, you know, it played really loud. But, you know, it just, I was so upset because Michael, you know, when I was listening to Michael Jackson cleaning up, and then all of a sudden it just cut off. And so I thought I got a phone call. And then I started playing some music, and it was like, rah, 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 you know, Smooth Criminal. I mean, the way it made me feel was like, rah, 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 rah. It was like, Lord have mercy, it looked like a, or it sounded like a demon. A demon was in the speaker. I said, Lord, not, there's no demons in Michael. Michael had a beautiful voice. I don't know what this demon thing is going on in this speaker, but, you know, that's, I got what I paid for, and, you know, that's that on that. But, y'all, we will be right back. I got a, you know, I got some tips for my college students out there, especially my freshmen, or if you're not a freshman and this is your first year just living on campus, I got some tips for y'all because I got, you know, 2 years of some experience. It wasn't terrible, but I got some stories for y'all. Okay, y'all, we'll be right back with Friday Night Hype with DB. Hit it, DJ. We'll be right back, y'all.
I'm alive, I'm alive. Hey guys, Diamond Kids here. Make sure y'all check out Friday Night Hype with DB only on WeTalkRadio.com. Friday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
My name is Legacy Wit. Legacy Wit on
WeTalkRadio.
WeTalkRadio.
Good job. Great job, Legacy. Woo! Let's give her a round of applause.
Yay!
You want to do it one more time, Legacy?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm Legacy on We Talk Radio.
My name is Legacy on We Talk Radio.
Oh, great job. Yes. Thank you so much, Legacy. Can you give me a high five? You made your radio debut.
Yeah.
My name is Legacy. I don't do that by myself.
Okay, I'm sorry.
My name is Legacy.
Go ahead.
I do.
My name is Legacy on We Talk Radio.
My name is Legacy We Talk Radio.
Good job.
Good
job. That's awesome. Y'all give Legacy a round of applause. Hasn't she done great? Great job, Legacy. Give me a high five. Boom, boom, boom. Yep. And you guys, y'all, I love my family so much. Kennedy, do you want to make a shout-out? I realized that you haven't made a shout-out on my radio show. You want to go ahead and make a shout-out? Sure. Go ahead.
What's up, We Talk Radio? It's your girl, KB, from a little show called The Ken and Rod Show. Make sure you check it out on Saturday at 2
p.m. Central Standard Time. We got our last, we have our last show tomorrow.
We do?
We have our last show tomorrow. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I know. Who was your favorite show that we've done so far?
The one where we were talking about the zodiac signs and means.
Oh, yeah. That one was a good show. Y'all got to go back on WeTalkRadioNetwork.com, or WeTalkRadio.com. Is it WeTalkRadioNetwork.com? I got to check with the team again. Sorry. WeTalkRadioNetwork.com, and y'all, make sure y'all check out all of our previous episodes of the Ken and Rye Show, y'all. You will laugh your socks off. I know you will. But before we get into that, those WeTalk Radio shows, you guys, college students, you guys are moving in very, 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 very soon. And I'm so, or either very soon as in tomorrow or Sunday, or you already moved in. Shout out to everybody that's already moved in and gotten all their stuff, you know, together. Baby, I've seen y'all, the pictures of y'all's rooms, and child, y'all look so good in y'all's rooms. I just love it so much. Oh, sorry. The team, they just notified me. It's WeTalkRadio.com, and we actually have a caller on the line. Caller, would you go ahead and, you know, thank you for joining Friday Night Hype. Go ahead and say your name.
Hello, it is me, Riley, from the Ken and Rye Show, your favorite.
Hey, Rye.
Hey,
how are you?
Oh, I'm just
good.
Wonderful. It's Friday, no more school.
I mean, it's still on Monday, but I get it.
You didn't have to bring it up.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We're in the mood.
I'm sorry.
Just ruin it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just called to say congratulations. You just ruined the whole mood, Dad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. No one cares. It's okay.
Yeah, but did you want to say anything?
Just saying congratulations on starting college soon, and good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Yes, I know. It's crazy because if you don't know, y'all, I stayed at home after the pandemic started. So I've been here for about a year and a half. So since March of 2020, I've been here. I haven't stepped foot back on my campus since March of 2020, which is honestly crazy. But, hey, you know, that's just how it is. That's just how things go. But I'm so excited about, you know, the new school year. It's my last school year, which is absolutely crazy because these 4 years flew by. I know Riley on the Ken and Rye Show. We had a special Wednesday episode. Y'all go back on WeTalkRadio.com and listen to our special back-to-school episode with Kennedy and Riley. Hilarious.
But Riley, is there any advice you have for college students moving in? I know you were there with me when I moved in, so do you have any tips for them?
Just be yourself.
That's good. Well, besides that one, do you have any for, like, moving in? Because I know you were with me when I moved in.
Oh, yes. God, don't get anywhere other than the first floor. Those stairs were horrible.
Oh, yes. And it wasn't even a lot of stairs. It was just being on the second floor in general. I'm on the first floor this year, thank God. My room, I'm living in a little townhouse. It's just me and one other girl. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not trying to be rude, but hopefully nobody else moves in. There's four rooms, two upstairs and two downstairs, but my roommate has the one upstairs and I have the one downstairs. So when I'm moving stuff in, I can just move it in the common area and then move it to my room and all that good stuff. I just thank God that, you know, we don't got to go through that again. Because, child, that was crazy, Riley. It was because it was hot. It was a hot day. It was a lot going on. A lot of, you know, putting stuff up, a lot of moving stuff. So, yeah. If you can, I mean, I know when it comes to dorms, you probably can't choose. And, I mean, I don't think you can choose when it comes to really, like, apartments either. But if you do have an apartment, try to, like, I recommend the first floor. Cause it's just, especially if you got a lot of, either that or don't bring a whole bunch of stuff. Cause I brought all my clothes, all my shoes. I'm not bringing all my clothes this year. I'm bringing most of my shoes. I'm bringing most of my things, but like, I still have a lot of stuff here. Like I'm not bringing all my clothes. I still have a good, I still have like 3-4 drawers of clothes, you know, up. But when it comes to like, you know, pants and stuff, you know, most of that stuff I wear, you know, it's, you know, I got to bring most of that. But I don't bring all my shirts or, you know, all that stuff. But when it comes to most things, I brought everything, Riley. I brought everything. So that was my fault. But this year, none of that. Absolutely not. I can't. At all. But, yeah, thank you, Riley, so much. Do you have any other advice?
Nope. I think everyone will do great. Yeah. That's all for me, guys.
Nice. Thank you so much, Rod, for being on the show. I'm sorry. Real quick. Sorry. Last question. What was your favorite Ken and Rye show that we've had so far?
Definitely the Zodiac one.
Same for Kennedy. See, I think my favorite one was, I don't know what we were talking about, but I mean, all of them have been so much fun. I really like the back to school one. That one was really good. I mean, so many of them have been great. I like the one that we did this past Saturday, too. I think that one was one of my favorites. Because y'all were like, we're not ready to go back to school. But, I mean, y'all, and then Kennedy was like, I'm virtual. And I'm like, honey. And then the next day, she found out she was not virtual. So, yeah. But, what was I going to say? Yeah. Yeah. I think that's it. Yeah, thank you so much, Riley. So be yourself. Don't live on the second floor. I mean, that's kind of hard to do when you're in a dorm because they just give you a room. But, yeah, so thanks, Rye.
No problem. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your show.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
All right, and also if you guys want to, you know, do what Riley did and be a caller, share your experience about, you know, you moving into college, please call in to 563-999-3456 and press the number 1. Again, call in to 563-999-3456 and press the number 1. And, hey, share your college experience with me. Or, you know, you can obviously, you know, give some advice if you want to. But, you know, we're just here for the ride, here to listen. But, y'all, I got some college tips for y'all. First thing Riley said that was so important about being on the second floor. Again, I don't know if you can, you know, adjust that, you know, have that preference. However, you know, if you can, please, you know, just, you know, take care of that. But I would say first, make sure you do not bring everything. I know people are going to be like, you know, a lot of people will say that, but y'all, I brought everything
And the moving out process, my shout out to my uncle. My uncle moved me. It was just me and him. And we moved all my stuff out, and he got his truck. And when I'm telling y'all, it was the worst. That was probably, it was like, it was just so bad. And, like, that was worse than me moving out COVID. I moved out once, but I didn't get all my stuff, so I went back with my friend and her sister, and we got her stuff and my stuff. And that wasn't as bad. It was hot, but, you know, it wasn't as bad. That process wasn't as bad. Maybe because it was, you know, two trips. But, yeah, it was absolutely crazy. I was like, it was just a lot. So don't bring all your stuff, tip number one. Tip number two, if you don't have, you know, a water filtration system, make sure you stock up on water bottles, especially if you live in the South. Y'all, it's hot. If you don't have a water bottle, you know, use a refillable one and, you know, make sure you spot the, you know, usually most dorms have, you know, what do you call them, water fountains or, like, you know, a water jug or something that they use. You know, make sure you have a water bottle or, you know, you stack up on, you know, big packs of water bottles because, you know, child, it's hot. It's hot and you're going to need it. Two, always make sure you have some type of snack. Moving in is a lot. Unless, you know, y'all are ordering pizza or something like that, you know, make sure you eat a big breakfast if you're going in the morning. Make sure you eat a big breakfast. You know, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm going to make sure I make some eggs or, you know, some cream of wheat or something. Something that doesn't make me, you know, too sleepy, but, you know, that's good enough to, you know, last me throughout the day before I go to the grocery store. That's three. Make sure you have a snack. You know, one, no stairs. Two, don't bring everything. Three, make sure you have a little snack. Because, you know, it's again, like, oh, four, three, water bottles. Four, snack. Sorry. Y'all forgot what tip I'm on. Five, make sure, I know, you know, when you're in college, you're like, hey, I don't need school supplies. Make sure you have a little something, you know, a journal. It doesn't have to be a whole bunch, you know. Don't go crazy with it. Make sure, you know, you have a good laptop and, you know, make sure you have a couple of, you know, school supplies, you know, because, you never know what you're going to need. Sometimes, you know, some professors want stuff written out and, you know, they want stuff, you know, just really, you know, they want to see your handwriting because, you know, some people be like, you know, copying and all that stuff. Anyways, child, but I think that's tip number five. Tip number six, this is probably an actual moving tip. Make sure you have storage. Like storage bins, enough storage when you move in, you know, when you're buying things, make sure you have things to, you know, store in so you don't have a whole bunch of your decorations laying out and all that good stuff. What's another tip? I'm trying to think of the things that I wish I would have known. When you check in into your dorm or your apartment or wherever you're staying, make sure, you know, try to check in early again. When you live in the hot state or, you know, in the South or whatever, it gets hot during the day. So if you can, you know, try to, you know, get there as early as possible. So let's say they check-in starts at 8. I would say, you know, like I live far. So if my check-in started at 9, and, you know, if I could, I'm probably not going to do this. I'm probably going to start driving at 9. My school is like 2.5 hours away. But hopefully, you know, I want to get there. I don't want to get there and it's like blistering hot, like, you know, 1, 2, 3 in the afternoon. So if you get there, try to get there, you know, either get there, you know, a little bit later if you, you know, wait until the sun goes down and, you know, it's not as hot, or you can make sure you, you know, get there early. I would say get there early because, you know, you got the rest of the day to chill. You're not rushing and stuff. It's just, you know, easier on your mind when you get, you know, things done early in the morning. So, yeah, but I think I'm trying to think of anything else. I think those are all my tips. I'm trying to think. Water, yeah, storage. I think those are I'm trying to think of, like, my move-in day. Y'all, we didn't leave. I think we were supposed to leave, Lord, the first day I moved into my dorm. We were supposed to leave at, I believe, like, 9, and we ended up leaving at, like, 11. You know, we got there at 1, and when I'm telling y'all, it was so hot. And the thing is, you know, I don't want to say it's not convenient because, you know, when you're moving things from, you know, a truck or however you're moving, if you have a lot of stuff like I did, you know, we were going, you know, upstairs, you know, up the stairs, even though it was cold, you know, we were going up the stairs, down the stairs, back into the heat, you know, taking stuff out to move the car and all that stuff because, you know, everybody was there. Everybody was trying to move in. And then I think the thing that sucked was just having to go get, you know, grocery shopping and just other random things that we had to get. That's why I was like, could Destiny get, you know, most of the stuff that you need here? And that's what I did last year. But I'm trying to remember why I went. Oh, I think we just went grocery shopping, but we had to, you know, get other things like, you know, cleaning supplies. But I already got all that. Thank the Lord. But, you know, make sure you try to get as much as you can while you're in your hometown. Or let's say, you know, your college is in your hometown. Make sure you get as much as you can before you reach your destination. And let's say, like, so if you have to get things like groceries, you know, like milk and stuff that's going to spoil, get that as soon as you, you know, get there at the nearest Walmart or something, because it's just so much better for you to get things while you're, you know, at your local grocery store or whatever. And then when you get to your, you know, college destination, then you get, you know, other last-minute things that you need, like groceries, instead of, you know, packing up your whole car with groceries. Just, you know, get them, you know, while you're there so you won't have to take them, you know, there. Or once you move in, then you can go get groceries. Because, you know, groceries don't run out. Child, if y'all are freshmen and if y'all have already moved in, y'all know things are gone. Water bottles gone. You know, cleaning supplies. Because, you know, everybody's trying to get that stuff. Everybody's trying to get different things. So, you know, it's crazy. So, yeah. Yeah, I think those are all my tips. I don't think I have. I'm trying to think of anything else. Yeah, I think the main part is just get as much as you can. You know, if you have to drive, make a long drive, or even if it's not a long drive, you know, it's just if you town or even, you know, out of state, get as much as you can here, you know, while you're at home, and then, you know, do your last-minute shopping at, you know, the local grocery store at your college. Because, again, child, when I'm telling you it's slim pickings, like I was saying on the Ken and Rye show, I went to go with Kennedy because we found out Kennedy was not virtual or was not doing virtual classes. And so we had to get her school supply list. And there wasn't even a lot of things. But when I'm telling you at Walmart, it was slim pickings. I was like, what in the world? We had to go around Walmart and find, you know, folders and, you know, different things. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, I couldn't imagine if I was a mom and I had multiple children, or even if I just had one kid. And, you know, when they're in, like, you know, kindergarten and first grade, you know, when they're in elementary, their school supply list is like a novel. It's like, okay, like, you want me to get stuff for the teacher and my child? And then, you know, it's like, oh, we got to share, so get this. And it's just like, wait a minute. And especially if you have, you know, multiple little ones, it's like, shout out to all the parents out there that have had to go get those school supply lists, because those school supply lists are no joke. And, you know, Ken's school supply list wasn't even that long. It was only like 15 items, but we were, you know, searching for a backpack. We were searching for folders, you know, everything was gone. We didn't even get the girl pencils. I was like, hey, look, you only need three pencils. You need three good pencils. If you run out, just ask the teacher for one. It's fine, you know, if it breaks, whatever, you know, just ask for one, you'll be fine. But three is enough. Three pencils, three good pencils, that should be enough. So, yeah, I think those are all my tips. Yeah. But, y'all, we will be back with an amazing show. Thank you guys again for listening. I'm trying to think of more tips. I think that's all I researched and all I've come up with. Again, I cannot emphasize enough the making sure you have everything before you go, because, my college students, y'all know, it's slim pickings, especially if you have if you're in a smaller town like my school is in. You know, most Texas schools, like big schools, they're in small towns. So it's just, you know, everybody's going to go to that one Walmart, that one Target, that one Ross, that one this, that one that.
So just make sure, you know, you get as much as you can. Please, please, if you haven't moved in, get as much as you can. And, yeah. But, yeah, you guys will be right back with an amazing show. Thank you guys for listening. We have more hot topics on the way. I love you guys, and we'll be right back. Hit it, DJ.
Somebody, that's somebody. Give it to a party with Cardi. Cardi, a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Standing all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Two ain't gang, you lame. Belly truck laying the lane. Blood the brain. I go insane and sane. I drop a check on the chain. Pick up a check in the flame. Cardi freaking man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi freaking man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi, yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Who gets this motherfucker started? Cardi, who took your bitch at the party? Cardi, I took your bitch in the party. Cardi, who that be flags and Martian? Cardi, who that don't pick in the cut? Cardi, who got them bricks in the truck? Cardi, then diamonds go hit like a bitch on a bitch ass bitch. Do a wannabe Cardi. Red bottom MJ moonwalk on a moonwalking through your clique. I'm moonwalking in the six. 50 with the kick. Moonboxing this. I'm from the motherfucking Bronx. I keep the pump in the trunk. Trunk. If you're bad, then jump. Jump. Might leave your bitch in a slump. You're back. Want party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Standing all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Two ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying a lane. Blood the brain. I go insane and stain. I drop a check on the chain. Pick up a check in the flame. Cardi freaking man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi freaking man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset.
You yeah. Wanna party with a savage? 21. Family wearing savage in the ass. Yeah. High end cars and fashion. 21. I don't eat, I'm fast. On God. I'm a blood, my brother crippin'. I'm drippin', you trippin'. Told the waitress I ain't tippin'. I like hot sauce on my chicken. On God. I pull the rubber off and I put hot sauce on her. 21. I'm in a Bentley truck. She keep on suckin' like it's tennis. 21. All these VVS's, my sperm worth me. On God. So bad I popped a Miley before I hit. 21. 21.
You're party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Standing all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Two ain't gang, you lame. Bentley truck laying the lane. Blood the brain. I go insane and stain. I drop a check on the chain. Pick up a check in the flame. Cardi freaking man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi freaking man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Step in the bitch, your bitch. Pick up a check in your bitch. Off to the coop and them inches, I fuck up a bag at the Fendi, I fuck up a bag in a minute. Who you know drip like this? Who you know build like this? I pop a shit like a dude. Pull up and pop at your crew. Popping at you. They say you basic. I flirt at the rollie with diamonds. I flirt at the paddock and brace it. I got your bitch and she naked. Ice on the cake when I bake it. I'm switching leaves in the range. Stop at the for the brand. Stop at your bitch for your main. Stop at the check for the fame. I saw them Cardi B, Cardi a frame. Your brain. Want party with Cardi. Cardi a body in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Standing all over my body. Cardi got your bitch on Molly. Two ain't gang, you lame. Billy truck laying the lane. Blood the brain. I go insane and stain. I drop a check on the chain. Pick up a check in the flame. Cardi freaking man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset. Cardi freaking man, you upset. Cardi got rich, they upset. Yeah. Cardi put the pussy on offset. Cardi, yeah. Cardi be brain on offset.
Tune in to the Friday Night Hype with DB every Friday at 7 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 y'all know I love me some Cardi B. Y'all, if y'all haven't heard, there's this new music video with her and Lizzo. It's Lizzo's song. It's called Rumors. And y'all, the bump is bumping. It is bumping. And she looks so good in a little bump. Who y'all think it is? What do you think the gender of the baby is? Do you think it's a boy or a girl? I think for some reason when she came out, I don't know why, it was just like in my head, I'm like, she's probably having a boy. But I mean, she could be having another little girl. I don't know why I think it's a boy. Like when she came out in the BET Awards, you know, and she had a little cutout jumpsuit and she was, you know, bending down low and got it and rapping and all that stuff. Like she was not pregnant at all. I was like, one, wow. Two, I think it's a boy. I don't know why. That was just the first thing that came up to me, my mind. But let me know what y'all think. Do you think Cardi B is having a boy or a girl? I think it's a boy. I just think it's cool. I don't know why. When I saw her for the first time with the bump at the BET Awards, I thought it was a boy. But, y'all, I was on this Instagram page called Shadow_Act, and there was this boy on TikTok, or it was, you know, a TikTok video they got, and it said, what movie traumatized you as a kid? Y'all, I have so many. But this specific movie has always just traumatized me, and I have no idea why. The movie is called, I forgot, wait, oh, I literally forgot. Y'all help me. It's with a bird. It's a bird. Jeepers Creepers. All of the Jeepers Creepers, 1, 2, and 3, but specifically, whatever you want to say, the one where they were on a school bus, and then the Jeepers Creepers, I think it was his nail or something, he blew the tire out with his nail or something, Something blew the tire out. It was like, it looked like a, I don't know, it looked like a nail. I don't know. But, and then they got stuck, and they were in the middle of, like, a cornfield. Y'all, when I'm always by, like, wheat fields and cornfields, it always, like, it brings me back to that movie scene, and I'm like, oh, my God, Jeepers Creepers is going to kill me. Even if I'm driving in my car, I'm like, he's going to snatch me out of my car. I'm going to die. I don't know why I always think of that. If y'all don't know what Jeepers Creepers is, he's like a, I would say Freddy Krueger, but a bird. That's the only way I can properly explain it. He has like a hat, all black. It's like a bird-looking creature, very creepy, very scary. And let me tell you why I'm so traumatized from this. So, oh, and I'm going to say another thing I'm traumatized from. It's a music video, but I'm going to start with the movie. So, when I was watching my Aunt Trina, all the cousins used to go over her house for the summer. We didn't go for long, but we went for, you know, most of the time we went, you know, we stayed there for like the weekend or maybe like a couple, like 4 or 5 days, 5 days with her. And, you know, we were having a good time. We were chilling. And so she was, you know, living in her, she just moved into her apartment and, you know, we were all there. We were all having a good time. And so it was, you know, the nighttime and she loves scary movies. She loves horror films. And, you know, we don't like that about her, that she just makes us watch them, but she made us watch them. So, you know, we're all, you know, snuggled together on the couch because, you know, we low-key scared, even though everybody's trying to front that they're not scared. I know I was scared. I was never afraid as a kid to admit that I was scared. I'm like, look, I'm scared. I'm scary. You can call me scary. You can laugh at me. Ha, 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 he, he. But I'm scared. You know, it's just, I can't help it. We're in the dark. We're watching a scary movie that I don't want to watch. Like, we can be watching Stuart Little. We could be watching The Lion King. We can be watching Disney, Pixar. Put on something that's enjoyable, you know, for the kids. Something that's, you know, age appropriate, not Jeepers Creepers at night. Like, come on. And the movie was set in the summertime, and it was the summertime. It was just, it was too much. But back to the story. So, you know, it was like 9, 10 at night. You know, we were all snuggled up. We had this big, long blanket, and we had, you know, she gave us some popcorn. You know, we were chilling there. We're watching the movie. You know, most scary movies start off very, you know, chill and awesome. And so basically what happened was, you know, it started getting, you know, to the scary part, you know, in the movie where like about 30 minutes in, it starts getting, you know, scary. So, you know, they start finding out about Jeepers Creepers, who he is. They're trying to find out, you know, how to kill him because, you know, these people, Jeepers Creepers, okay, this, I'm sorry, I keep talking fast. Let me calm down. Reassess my thoughts. Okay. So what Jeepers Creepers would do, y'all, he would go, like, let's say, so they were in the cornfield, right? So they were splitting up, dumb, but you know how people are in scary movies, dumb, stupid, all that stuff. So they were, you know, walking out in the movies, you know, they were going to the cornfield, they were splitting up, trying to find out, you know, trying to get some help for their tire, because the tire blew out. And they had just finished the game, and they were going back to the school, but, you know, the tire blew out. So, you know, the bus driver, he leaves, you know, people leaving around trying to get help. So I think they see, like, a barn across the, you know, about a couple miles away. So they're walking to the barn. At this time, it's, like, night or the sun's coming down. So all of a sudden, Jeepers Creepers was the one. He was a finesser, and he would just grab you in the middle of nowhere. You were in the cornfield by yourself or maybe with a couple friends, you know. You were, you know, walking around, you know, maybe hear, you know, a twig break or something, you know. What's that? Da-da-da-da. So, you know, you're walking around, da-da-da-da, and then all of a sudden he's like, gotcha. he would snatch you, and he would drag you up, and your friend would be like, Vanessa! And Vanessa would be like, ah! And, just, you know, Vanessa was gone, baby. And then, you know, 30 minutes later, he would snatch, you know, Robert. Robert was like, Vanessa! And now Robert's gone. Now people are like, wait, where's Robert? Where's Vanessa? We said, you know, meet back up at this point. So now everybody's gone because Jeepers Creepers was just snatching everybody up, right? And so Montana was real slick with it. So everybody was snatching each other up. We scared, closing our eyes, on the verge of tears because we're like, you know, we're scared. We're like, oh, Lord, what's going on? You know, jumping and stuff, all that stuff. So Montrina, she had, like I said, she was obsessed with horror. She had a closet full of masks, like scary masks. She's like, hey, I got to go to the, she's like, you know, I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be back. So she goes to the bathroom. We're scared. We're like, man, we ain't got no adult supervision. If Jeepers Creepers comes up in this apartment and snatches us, what are we going to do? And it's going to be just Aunt Trina because if one of us goes, we all go. Or it's every man for himself, according to some of my family members, and, you know, especially my boy cousins. It's every man for himself at that point. No, you know, if I go, you go. No, you on your own. I love you. You got to go. Bye. Anyway, but that's just how my boy cousins are. It's every man for himself and, you know, that part of the family. It's every man for himself. So my Aunt Trina, she goes in the closet. She grabs her mask. She's watched that movie plenty of times, so it's the scariest part of the movie. So, you know, this is when we finally see Jeepers Creepers' face. So Jeepers Creepers' face pops up. She goes, and she starts screaming, ah! We turn around, we see her mask, and I've never seen a group of kids run and disperse so fast in my life in that small, it wasn't a small apartment, but in that baby apartment. We all just spread out. We were like, I was running around. I was hiding in, I hid in the bathroom for a good 10, 15 minutes. I don't know what that was going to do. But she just is on the floor. I hear her on the floor dying laughing. And she got us good. She got us so good. So good. But, yeah, it was just, I don't know what movie terrorized y'all as a kid, but it was just crazy because, like, even when people bring up Jeepers Creepers, when people just bring it up, and it's not like one of those, I mean, it's not a Jason or a Freddy Krueger or, you know, or Nightmare on Elm Street or, you know, a Jason, you know, a Halloween movie or anything like that. It's not one of those cult classic movies, or maybe it is, and I just don't know. Or, you know, Texas Chainsaw, like one of those movies. But, y'all, when people bring up Jeepers Creepers, like that they've watched it before and they like it, I'm like, stay 6 feet. Not because of COVID. Because I got trust issues, and if you like Jeepers Creepers, we can't be friends. There's too much trauma there. There's too much trauma. I'm sorry. Too much childhood trauma for me to be around you, because then you might show me another scary movie, and guess what? The trauma's just going to recycle, and then I'm going to be at somebody's therapist's office crying on the floor talking about Jeepers Creepers. We don't want that. We don't want that in our lives. And you know what, shout out to all the people that are scary and they aren't afraid to admit it, that they're scared of scary movies. I love you. We're in this together. I see you. I support you. Because you know what, scary movies, you know, obviously they're meant to be scary. And, you know, some people get, you know, a little thrill out of it. I don't know what's wrong with those types of people. We're going to pray for them. But, y'all, it's just, I don't know why people just love scary movies like that. Like, I don't know, just like people that like scary movies like that, I've noticed we don't really bond a lot. Like when it's movie night and they're like, oh, let's watch Texas Chainsaw. Why would we watch Texas Chainsaw and we are in the middle of nowhere, Huntsville, which is where my school is, which actually the real Texas Chainsaw, people say, you know, it's real. I don't know how true that statement is, but I've heard it didn't happen. You know, the actual event didn't happen too far from where my college is. And it's just like, baby, this is too much proximity. It's too much proximity. I'm not watching that. We're going to watch, Trolls. We're going to watch Zootopia on Disney Plus, and we're going to have a great time. We are not watching some scary movie because, you know, you just think it's thebomb.com. No, you step away. Get out of my room, one. We're not watching that. We just can't be friends. We never agree. When it comes to movie nights and all that stuff, like, oh, what you want to watch? I want to watch this. no, get away from me, 6 feet. Not only because of COVID, you know, staying safe, but because you can't be in my area. You can't be in my zone. You can't be in my proximity. It's just too much. It's too much. Too much. But y'all, this is my last story before I wrap up. So when I don't have a whole lot of movies that terrified me besides Jeepers Creepers, but there's this one music video. To this day, I still kind of get the chillies when I see it. So if y'all don't know this, I mean, it's the greatest, probably the greatest music video of all time, Thriller by Michael Jackson. So I listen to Michael Jackson all the time growing up. You know, I was born in 2000. Shout out to all the 2000 babies. I loved Michael Jackson, but one of my favorite songs was You Rock My World, You Know You Did. Sorry, I don't know the second verse. But, y'all, that came out when I was born. So very, you know, right after I was born. But that was my song. Like, that was one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs. So, but when I was around 2004, one day I was at my grandma's house, sorry. I was at my grandma's house, and me and my dad were visiting her. And I was like, hey, Granny. And so we were going in the house, and my dad had just got the new PS. I think it was the PS3. Y'all, if y'all are big PS fans, y'all know that, you know, that was the PlayStation was huge. I don't know what generation it was. I believe it was the PS. It was either the PS2 or the PS3. I don't remember which one exactly it was, but it was just, y'all, it was so crazy. Excuse me, when the PlayStation came out, my dad, he said, hey, Des, help me hook it up. So I was, you know, hooking it up with him. He was like, you can play all these games. You know, you can play DVDs on there. It was this new technology, this new gaming system that could also, I think you could also play movies on there. I don't remember for sure. But somehow, some way, he brought up the Thriller music video. So we're in my dad's old bedroom, you know, when he stayed there. And so, you know, we're in his old room. And his room it's kind of dark, just naturally. There's not a lot of natural light that comes in. And he has dark curtains. So it's really dark in the room. So I'm just setting the scene for y'all, my traumatized four-year-old self. So I'm in the room, and my dad's like, hey, I got to get something for my PlayStation. But for some odd reason, my dad thinks to hook up in front of a four-year-old girl, Thriller by Michael Jackson. So I'm watching it, and I'm like, ooh, you know, the beginning is, you know, a movie theater scene. So I'm like, ooh, this is, you know, this is real, you know, weird, but okay. So I thought it was like some type of movie he turned on. But so he went in the other room I think he was getting something. I don't remember what it was. All of a sudden I hear, this is Thriller, and I see the zombies and stuff popping off the ground. Y'all, I was, I run to my dad in tears. I'm like, Dad, what was that? Oh, my Dad, I was like, Dad, all the TV is zombies and Michael's face and the girl, and then she ran into the house. And then the zombies, and, you know, I thought the dancing was cool. I was like, you know, they were doing my little dance with the shoulder. But I was so, I was scared. I was in tears. I was in tears. And my dad, he was like, what's wrong? Like, I said, the TV. He was like, oh, my God. He was like, I'm Destiny. I'm so sorry. I was like, oh, now you're sorry. You want to leave me in a dark room and play Thriller for me at 4 years old? I was so traumatized from that moment. Hearing the Michael Jackson song, and my family knows this, hearing a Michael Jackson song, I would literally have to walk out the room because I don't know what it was. It just brought me back to that moment when I was four, and I was, you know, just so scared of, you know, that Thriller music video. I couldn't get it out of my brain. And that night I probably had so many nightmares. I could barely sleep. But, and up until I was 10, I finally watched the music video again. So I was in my music class. I was in the sixth grade, and I was sitting next to my crush. And then it was our music class, so we were going over, you know, pop culture, and we were specifically going over, you know, pop music and how it came about. And so we were talking about, you know, in the 80s, you know, Michael Jackson was big, you know, Prince was big, Sidney Lauper and Paula Abdul, you know, other different bands. I'm trying to think of, you know, the DeBarge family was really big. I'm trying to think of other, you know, Whitney Houston, Patti LaBelle, you know, just so many great artists in the, you know, in the 80s and 90s, but, you know, specifically the 80s where, you know, kind of pop, that pop music emerged and, you know, different rock bands and all that stuff. But we specifically talked about Michael Jackson, and we watched the Thriller music video, y'all. And so she was like, we're watching Thriller today. And so, mind you, I didn't watch that music video until I was 4 years old. So I, like, everybody's like, oh, yeah, I love that. We get to watch it. Because, you know, most people haven't seen the entire thing. So we got to watch it, you know, in its entirety. And so, you know, everybody's cheering, and I'm in the back, you know, having a little mini panic attack because I'm like, I haven't watched this thing since I was four. I was sweating, and the guy that I had a crush on was next to me. He was like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm perfectly fine. I'm fine. It's just, I was like, I just haven't watched this in a long time. I'm excited. Yeah. And he was like, do you want to hold my hand or something? And I was, and I'm telling you, I held his arm so tight. And halfway through, he was like, oh, you're hurting me. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. But I got through it. Thank God. I actually laughed because I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, it made sense that I was scared of it at 4 years old because, you know, it's a lot to process, you know, zombies coming out of the ground and it's a dark room and, you know, just the ambiance of the, it was just a lot. It was a lot. So, yeah. So, you know, that's my traumatized by music video story. I know it was long. I know both of them are long. Y'all know I'm exaggerating. Not exaggerating. Y'all know I'm dramatic sometimes. And I drag out stories. But, yeah, it was just, it was in Still Better. And calling to the number and asking me what you were traumatized about. I know a lot of people said The Wiz. They were traumatized by The Wiz as a child. So, yeah, again, y'all call me 563-999-3456. Again, 563-999-3456. We would love to hear, you know, what movie traumatized you. And I don't want to, you know, bring up any bad memories, you know, by talking about it. But sometimes, you know, if you were like me, you were a little bit younger. And, you know, those movies just traumatized you. And, you know, if it, I don't want to bring up any bad memories. If it's, like, too traumatizing for you, don't bring it up. But if it's, you know, traumatizing and, you know, you're over it like I am, I'm definitely not over Jeepers Creepers. If anybody made me watch it, I probably would still have nightmares because that was just, she would, like, we would watch it every time we went to her house, like clockwork. So we knew when we didn't really like going to her house because we knew we had to either watch Jeepers Creepers or another scary movie because that's all we could watch. And it was just a mess. But yeah, y'all let me know. Again, call at 563-999-3456 and press the number 1. 563-999-3456 and press the number 1. I would love to hear your story. So, yeah. Go ahead. I think we have a caller. Caller, are you on the line?
Hello. Hello, hello, Destiny. Congratulations on
Hi.
An incredible show here. Friday night hype with DB
hey.
In the building.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is your girl Kia D with We Talk Radio Network. I heard Legacy earlier on her radio debut. Shout out to Leg. That was beautiful. I love it. That's my grandbaby, y'all. Love it. Okay, so I have something that completely traumatized me.
Go ahead.
Shout out to, we got a couple people on the line tonight. They also wanted to say, they wanted to specifically say that this thing also traumatized them, right? It's interesting. Nadine in Wisconsin, we had another guy who was calling in on Skype. He also said the same thing traumatized him, and that was Freddy Krueger.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I had to watch that when I was a kid. My mom and dad made me watch that. Shout out to the parent, the grandparents and the parents around the globe that make their kids watch the scary movies. So I had to watch that movie, and I literally will never forget. I always had long nails, like really pretty. You know, they weren't manicured. They were just naturally pretty long nails. My nails always grew and really long, and I'll never forget. I had a nightmare one night that and it was that I was actually protecting my little sister at that time. She still is my little sister. But at that time, I was protecting my little sister in my dream. And we went and visited California one summer. I was about 13 years old, 12, 12 years old. We went and visited California one summer, and when we were in California, we had to hang clothes on the line. Like, so you have to, on the outside, you know, you got a line hanging up, going from one end of the grass to another end of the yard. I mean, from one end of the yard to another end of the yard, and you hang clothes on this line. That's how you dry them. That's how they did back in the day. And so when we were at my grandmother's house, we had to hang clothes on the line. So once I came back from my grandmother's house, I could probably a couple months later, I had a nightmare that I was hanging clothes on the line, and Freddy Krueger came out of nowhere, and he was fighting me, and I was fighting him, and it was just crazy. And I won the fight. I did. I won the fight with my long nails. At least I won. I did. I won that fight with my long nails, but it was definitely a traumatic experience, to say the least. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. I was going to say Freddy Krueger. Scared me so much. I remember one time I got in trouble. My mom made me watch that as a punishment. But it wasn't.
Oh.
It was actually me and T Montana. Shout out to T Montana. I don't know if she remembers that day. She made me and her watch it, and we did not want to. And I fell asleep. I was like, wow. I fell asleep watching it. But I think it's because y'all were. What did you watch it when it first came out?
I did.
Or did you watch
it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So,
yes,
and, you know, I watched it, like, man, I think I watched the first one, I think that was 7 years ago, so, but
wow.
I know, a scary movie that comes out that I just will not watch, like, The Conjuring, like, that was probably y'all's Conjuring, like, I would never
watch
that movie.
Yeah, I can't see stuff like that, I can't do it, you know, Freddy Krueger was enough, Jason terrified me, too, but Freddy Krueger, you know, because they had the lullaby. They had the girl jumping rope in the – Oh, man.
It was too much. Because it's just like, you know, those are things y'all did. You know, y'all said those, you know – I don't know if y'all said those lullabies.
We did. We said those on the playground. We would jump rope and say those little lullaby things on the playground. So, yeah, it was very traumatic. It was almost like we couldn't sing the lullaby things anymore because – all we were thinking about was
right.
Freddy Krueger.
Right,
and, you
exactly.
know, people coming to get us. Right.
No, I get it. I totally get it. Does Rye have any movies that traumatized her as a kid? Do you know?
You know what? You know what? That's a good question. I don't know what would have been scary in Riley's time. Yeah. You know, I don't know if it was Don't Breathe. But it was one of those breathing, but it was one of those movies where you're not supposed to breathe or something, you know, like that Don't Breathe, even this new one, it looks pretty traumatizing too.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a new one coming out, but I never heard of the old one, but like the new, like the Annabelles and the Conjuring movie, that's like, but I remember when Paranormal Activity came out, that was like the movie, and my mom and my dad went one time. And they said at the end, everybody was just quiet walking to their cars because they were so I said, yeah, I didn't go. I remember they were like, y'all want to go? I said, oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Oh, man, that's funny.
I end up having nightmares, like, absolute, like, it's just, it's crazy. So I keep having, you know, crazy nightmares if I do that. So,
you know, any movie that has a clown coming out of a sewer, you know, anything like that, I'm pretty scared of.
Yeah. It was pretty crazy. It was crazy as
that,
well.
That was, and you know what else was, what's the movie Final Destination, the Final Destination movies?
Yes. And Trina made us watch those too. I still, every time I'm in a car wash, I get a little scary. Every time I'm behind, a car with, like, big logs, or maybe they have some type of big, like,
force
behind it, because there was a scene where, like, you know, and it was just too much.
I remember it. I remember that scene. Yeah.
But I have a guest really quickly that wanted to share their scary, traumatizing movie. Let me get one second.
Hey, absolutely.
Okay, I have my guest with me here. Go ahead, guest.
Hi. Oh, wow. I clearly don't like speaking in public, but, or, you know,
I would definitely say that the one of the scariest movies that I believe that I have experienced, well, the one that I have just never been able to get over is Freddy Krueger. Not Freddy versus Jason, but like the original Freddy Krueger, like Nightmare on Elm Street. Is like, I remember the girls playing. I remember them holding hands. I remember that walkway leading up to the door. I remember the music, the background music. It was the music that just, it freaked me out. Like, I couldn't really look at, and still can't, like, especially like in the dark. Oh gosh, I could not look at freaking, and I have not been able to say Candyman three times yet in the mirror yet, actually. Yeah, I'm just going to be very honest. I have not been able to say it. No, I have not. I've never done anybody like that to where I made them say Candyman three times. I wouldn't even do anybody like that. Can't do it. And, that one was definitely Freddy Krueger is like absolutely the worst. It was so much. It was so bad. It's funny because yes, I'm a fan, but then of course I'm like this scary fan. So, they don't make them scary like that anymore. Not even like Scream, whatever. Like Scream was like, you know, like big because it was supposed to be like really scary or whatever. But then it was just, it kind of got, you know, cheesy. So then they just made like a funny Scream, and I forgot the name of that one, like that funny Scream. I think the Wayans brother was in it or something like that.
Scary movie.
Yeah, scary movie that was supposed to be like a replica, the funny version of Scream or whatever. But I would definitely say that one. And oh my gosh, it's the one where they did the documentary. They would do the documentary outside. Oh my gosh, I can't think
Blair Witch Project.
The freaking Blair Witch Project is probably,
I never could watch that. I couldn't even watch it for that reason, right?
Blair Witch is like one of those that would just like, and then like even two where it was like this was still like haunting this girl when she got older or when she kind of moved into her, like her adult life. And she had moved away from this. Oh, like Blair Witch Project is like one of those I cannot watch. And then what's the one where the girl, I haven't been able to watch like stuff like The Conjuring or anything like that. Or what's the one where the guy, the lady comes out of the TV?
Not The Grudge, but the other one.
Yeah, not The Grudge. I can't think of it. She comes out. But
that
like
happened on Freddy Krueger, too. The very first Freddy Krueger, came out of the TV.
That's what I was going to say, and I think it kind of goes back to that, and maybe that's why, because it's damaging. Like, I can't see stuff like that, and it could be because I don't remember the name of it. But, I would definitely say Friday the 13th for sure, Blair Witch Project, I can't look at that one. And then there's another one. This one actually may have been.
I was gonna say you have traumatized by The Wiz.
The Wiz? No, that's like a favorite.
Okay, a lot of people were traumatized by different. A lot of people
like the Tin Man and stuff.
No, not the Tin Man. It was like these the evil lady. I forgot her name.
No, I don't. I mean, The Wiz was like magical. Like that was like inspiring. Like the movie itself was just maybe because it was a bunch of people that looked like me. Doing something different on screen. Yeah, like, no, not at all. I wouldn't say The Wiz was scary at all. Mm-mm. I could see where
somebody might, somebody who's younger, when you look at it for the first time, when you don't know the historic value, like we know Follow the Yellow Brick Road, the first one, and so we know the significance of going from the first one to the second one. But if you've got a kid who doesn't even know anything about the first one, all of a sudden they see the second one and they see people and, you know, there was some scary, like Tin Man, he kind of looked a little scary. I can understand that.
No, I could totally see that. Guys, if you haven't seen it, do me a favor tonight, if you can, If you can, I will give. Okay, if you can, I'm giving a gift card to a person that can go out and watch Blair Witch Project, the very first Friday the 13th Blair Witch Project. And now, of course, I got to validate it on the next show because there's specific questions I'm going to ask, and you're going to have to be able to answer to these specific scenes, and you'll know if you've seen it, you're going to know by default. So Cliff Notes won't help. Or just looking at a summarized version, right, or checking a review, that's not going to help because there's specific things that you're going to know. If you've seen the movie, you're going to know it. Blair Witch, Friday the 13th, and what is the other one when the chick was, if you guys remember, it was like a chick, and she was like under that cover. She was,
when it's coming to TV, that same movie?
It may have been. I can't remember.
Who watched it? I'll ask him.
You got, if you think about every scary movie, you got somebody coming from under a cover.
Yeah. No, she had like the cover, but when they moved the cover, there was nobody there.
That happens a lot. But
oh no! See, I stopped watching scary movies after I watched Freddy Krueger. Like I didn't do a whole lot of scary movies after that. So I probably missed this one. Seriously, my brain just ain't taking it. Like I'm scary. I'm scary for real.
We should probably get the scary movie connoisseur on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is DJ Rye. Because
DJ Rye knows what it is. I think
let me get DJ Rye. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's see. I know.
Well, I mean, she likes stuff like that. Like, I've never really met a kind of just, you know, well, let me not say I've never met because I have, but, I mean, they're very rare that you see a child that just absolutely, they are driven to a scary movies. Like, that's just like their thing. They just love it. And she just loves scary movies. For some reason, she likes being scared. I'm just not that type of person. But then again, you also have those people that like thrills of roller coasters and, you know, falling from the sky. And it's just like, I'm just not okay with that because I'm that person that's always got it in the back of my head of, what if my parachute doesn't open if I'm skydiving? Like, I'm just, I would be the one out of 10 of us that it didn't open for me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just that person. Like, it's not that I'm scared of skydiving. I'm just scared of, I would love to be able to fall out of the sky. If I could guarantee that chute's going to open, then I would be okay with it. I would actually love to do it. But it's just like, it happens way too many, it's rare, but it happens too many times. And then I would be the person that happened to.
I got DJ Riley in the building. Actually, DJ Riley is on the line right now. DJ Riley?
DJ Riley.
Yay.
Do you know what that is where she comes out the TV?
What's the name of the movie that where the chick comes out of the TV?
The Ring?
The Ring.
I think it's The Ring.
The Ring.
The Ring, yes. Okay. So then what's the one? Have you ever seen Blair Witch?
No. The only movies I ever saw was the ones where you and Mr. J would make us sit down and watch it while Kennedy went in the other room and cried.
Is that how
scary
much? Is that
one of the movies I would ever watch?
Kennedy still can't watch scary movies.
Yeah, Kennedy, and all she does now is literally sit and talk like, come on, guys. Look, why are you guys doing this to me? Why do you guys care so much? This is ridiculous. And it's just like, dude, sit down and watch the freaking movie. Like, just watch it. It's okay. No, like, I'm just not interested. Why not? We're all in here. Because I just don't want to. It's not scary. We literally had to tell you that it's not scary, even when we were watching, like, The Purge.
The first one was a little, it was just different. It was a different kind of scary.
But it wasn't even scary. And now that she's watched it, she's like, oh, yeah, that wasn't scary. And it's like, I told you, I'm trying to be honest with you. If it's scary, I'm going to tell you that it's scary. If it's not, I'm going to tell you that it's not.
She can watch Goosebumps all day long.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Absolutely hilarious.
But, yeah, that's my take on it. I would definitely say Freddy Krueger, Blair Witch Project, The Ring is one of those. Saw was one of those when I first saw the first Saw. because it's just like imagining, because I'm always thinking, you know, like imagining myself in that particular situation and how I would get out, like what would be my options. And it's like the fact that he would sit and play that game and really realistically at the end of the day, you were kind of doomed the moment that you got in that room. It didn't matter what you did. You were going to die. It's just like there's no way to escape it. There's no alternative. Great. So really I'm screwed. So I'd like to see what happened before they got in this room so I could know what the options are as far as escaping. But, of course, that's not what the movie was about. So then again, you know, I'm just like, okay. Please, dear God, get those off my couch. They're huge. Get those off my couch. I am giving away a gift card, and I will not reveal the amount, but it will be a nice gift card. It will be a Visa gift card. It'll be nice. It won't be 10 or 15 or 20. It'll be nice, actually. I'm giving away a gift card to anybody that watches Final Destination. For anybody that watches Friday the 13th, the original version, the very first one, one or two, because I know both, and Blair Witch Project.
You can go ahead and give me that
Blair Witch Project 1 and 2.
You can go ahead and give me the card now.
And The Ring.
You can go ahead and give me the card now.
So, Riley, this is for all of our listeners. I want you guys, once you watch it, the next show, Destiny is going to have people, she's going to ask you guys to call in, and I'm going to have just a few questions, specific questions, that you will have to answer to, and you got to know the answer, but you would only know the answer if you watched the movie. If you watched it, you're going to automatically know the answer.
So this is what I'm gonna do. Whatever you do, I'm gonna double it. We'll make it double.
I will watch the movie tonight. I will watch them on repeat. You can go ahead and give me the card now.
Next Friday. I need you to do me a favor because I'm going to put that out. We're going to put it out on our social media page. So I need you to send me a text message with those three movies. We're going to put it out, and we're going to put out the award that we're going to give out. If you can call back in on next Friday and be able to give out specific details about the movie. So go ahead and send that to me via text message. We'll give that out to the team. Shout out to Autumn for Jay. Kaylee Graham and Keely Lucino for holding it down on the back end.
Hey. Shout out
them
to them.
Girls right there, that's the dream team. Body too. Yes, shout out to them. I got a couple more movies real quick that we need to talk about. I don't know if they were scary to y'all, but some of these movies were scary to me. Gremlins. Yes.
What?
I still have watched all of Gremlins. I'm going to be honest. I've watched The Leprechaun. That is the scariest. That's one of the scariest things.
That's scary,
ever.
Too. But I'm going to need you to go back and watch Gremlins. Now, this is the deal. You got to remember, Gremlins came out in 1980. I was born in 1979. So when I was watching the movie Gremlins, I'm sure they had me watching it when I was about 3 years old. So I was probably as short as a gremlin at that time. So I probably felt like I had to fight a gremlin. So it traumatized me a little bit different. You know, D.D., you're a little older, a lot taller than the gremlin. It might affect you different, but watch it.
Yep.
The Shining. Did y'all ever see The Shining?
Yes. I haven't watched all of it, but most of it.
Poltergeist. Scary movie, man. Poltergeist got me. Ain't gonna lie.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And what about The Thing?
The Thing.
Do you remember, Mr. Diddy, do you remember The Thing? Remember the big blob that came in? Man.
I'll definitely ask her.
Ask her about that. Those are some scary movies. Definitely scary movies.
I just,
so,
the thing was, oh my God, it was crazy.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely. Definitely some of the scariest movies. What about Child's Play and what's that movie with the
yes.
Chucky?
No, you made
freaking
us
Chucky.
You would make us watch it right after we watched Beauty and the Beast on VHS. Remember?
Oh man, that's horrible. Oh, that's
yeah,
horrible.
You would make us watch it. We would watch The Bride of Chucky. I specifically remember that one. That one was
scary.
That's
the worst one. That's the worst one.
Yeah.
The Bride of Chucky.
I didn't like it at all. I didn't like it at all.
That was the worst. Yeah, that was bad. Yeah, but to this day, you know, if you even look at Freddy Krueger's face, he looks like it looks like somebody's inside that turned outside, and that's what his face looks like, man. It's seriously scary with this long,
yep,
scary hand that has freaking nails on it. Yeah, it's pretty horrific. Seriously, pretty horrific, especially for a child. Shout out to all the children who were traumatized by Nightmare on Elm Street. I still can't live on an Elm Street or even drive past the Elm Street without thinking about that movie.
Not a lot. There's an Elm Street in Dallas, and I remember seeing it, and somebody tried to pull up on the street. I said, oh, absolutely not. I said, you better go around. We're
That's
going
Elm
around.
Street.
I don't
think
5 more to get to our destination. We're not driving on Elm Street, because if I see a red door, I'm going to freak out.
I'm telling you. She said if I see a red door. She said if I see a red
door. I'm going to freak out.
Oh,
a mess. But speaking of
what about Halloween?
Halloween, yes.
Jason.
Yep. That is scary. Oof. You just made me. Oh, you just made me think about it. But yes, that's scary.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's fine.
I'm telling you, it, people are going to go binge watch. They're going to go binge watch horror movies now.
Yep, it's just, whew.
Binge watch.
I did not like, oh my goodness. I just, oh my goodness.
I don't know if we had the chance to ask Rye what her favorite scary movie was. I think I said what I thought it was. DJ Rye?
Huh? Ooh, my favorite scary movie. See, that's difficult because all the movies I watched, I mean, they were scary, but they weren't, you know, to like type of scary you guys are talking about. Those type of movies I haven't watched. But if I had to choose, it might be Truth or Dare.
Really?
That one was pretty. That one was pretty kicking with the faces. That one was that in any movie with a shark. I can't do sharks or anacondas.
Sharknado?
What'd you say?
You were scared of Sharknado?
Yes, I was scared of anything with a shark in it. Can't do it.
You know what? I will tell you what the scariest movie for Riley was. I remember now. Anaconda.
Mm-hmm. I can't do snakes. That's my, God. Can't do it. Like, there was, I remember when I was, like, really, really young, I showed my mom a video of, it was Anaconda with Nicki Minaj. I still can't watch that to this day. Ooh, snakes. Just can't do it. No,
the
song.
Anaconda
she had
movie?
A song. No, she had a song.
Yeah,
Anaconda.
But that wasn't about, I don't think there wasn't.
No, I'm saying like,
I mean,
there was a snake in it. Yes, there was.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, right? I'm sorry, I'm lost. But I mean, it's about to be around. It's about to be that time. So, hey,
that's what I'm saying. In the house.
Best thing to do.
I ain't gotta go nowhere. So, yep.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So, yeah. Thank you guys for being on my show. This is fun.
Well, no problem. Awesome. We appreciate you for having us on and having such great topics.
Yes, I loved it. Thank you guys so much for listening to all my listeners. We love you guys so much. It was absolutely great. I'm just, you know, I'm glad that you guys were, you know, joined along with me and listened to all my great stories. Thank you again for just everything that you guys have done. And, yeah, thank you to all the We Talk Radio family. We love you guys.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Just real quick before we get off, can we name those movies one more time? So
can you name the movie one more time? Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch Project. And The Ring.
You said Blair Witch?
Yes, B-L-A-I-R. Like B-L and then air.
Okay, Blair Witch Project.
And The Ring.
And The Ring. Got it. I will see that money in my hand Monday morning. Thanks.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I don't back
well,
down from a stop.
Hey. That's what you say.
Especially with money involved, I will sit there and hold my eyes open. There's no way I'm missing out money.
Got it.
So, you guys, good luck, but I'm going to win.
Yeah, the problem is you're going to have to watch them alone.
No.
Oh, I'm not watching anything alone. I'm not even – it's okay if I don't get the gift card. It's totally fine. I can't watch Blair Witch.
I'm not watching it alone. I will literally – I will make Destiny come pick me up so we can watch them together. I'll even
no,
bring her gas.
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
You can do it, yes. You don't need to
absolutely
go to college.
Not.
You just need to stay here with me and watch scary movies.
No, absolutely not. I'm actually more excited to go.
You cannot go to college. Hey, guys, from now on, she cannot go back to college unless she has watched one scary movie about doors.
One scary movie about what?
About dorm rooms. Dorm rooms, anything, going to college.
There's not a lot of scary movies about dorms.
We can find one about college. I got a real good criminal mind about colleges that are really messy.
Yeah, no, I'm not watching Criminal Minds because usually that stuff is real. So
it is. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got a story for you before you go off to college. I just want to let you know I'm going to tell it to you.
Got it.
Would you like
Thanks.
Me to start?
Would
you like me to start? The girls died. Spoiler alert. Oh, lucky.
Okay.
Oh, that didn't,
so you,
that didn't keep them out. It didn't keep them out. All right.
That's crazy.
You're not safe anywhere. Okay.
Hey, by the way, guys, there's one other thing. If you want, you're right, Des. You sure do. So I'm willing to triple whatever it is that Mr. Diddy is going to do as you know, as it pertains to the value of this card, but I'm willing to triple it only if you can prove that you watched the videos, you watched the movies in pitch black. The only thing that can be on is the screen. You got to record yourself watching the movie in the dark.
I'm gonna put this in, Ms. Kia D. You can't even do that. You can't even go 6 feet off the ground.
I'll watch it.
No, we're not talking about Criminal Minds, Destiny. We're talking about The Ring, the Friday the 13th.
You told me to watch that, and you said you would triple it if I watched that. You're saying if I watch all three plus the dorm?
No. You're mixing up the words, Des. You're putting words in other people's mouths.
Oh, God.
Back that on up. No. It's not what happened.
Okay, well, I'm only watching the thing about the dorm, so just send it to me so your mother can triple the price.
No, because if that's the case, I'm going to watch it, too. Then we'll see who wins.
Okay, we can watch it on FaceTime together.
We can do all four of them on FaceTime. We can do The Ring.
See,
we can do. Huh?
That's a lot. That's a lot.
We can do it. We can split the money. You need that money for college. We can split it.
I don't. It's not that. It's not even that worth it. It's really not.
We can split it.
You don't want it to yourself?
We can split it.
It sounds like you can't do it alone.
Right. I think that's the problem. I think that's what the real problem is here. But hey, you guys, man, it's been a great show. I'm going to call Riley after this and see if our bet is still on. But, yeah, I'm going to have a real quick prayer. Or, Riley, would you like to pray really quickly before we sign off?
Sure. Bow your heads and close your eyes, please. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this wonderful day that you have provided for us. Thank you for waking us up and giving us a better opportunity to be greater than we were yesterday. And thank you for giving us opportunity to show you what we can and what we will accomplish. I hope everyone has an amazing night and an amazing day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you guys so much again for tuning in to the Ken and Bry Show. Thank you for all of my guests. Listening.
Friday Night Hype.
I'm so used to saying the Ken and Bry Show. I'm sorry, y'all. Friday Night Hype. I was really about to say Friday Night Hype after I finished this. But thank you so much for listening to Friday Night Hype. Listen to the Ken and Bry Show tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We love you guys so much. You guys have a great rest of your week. And I'll see y'all next Friday. I won't be with my family, but I will be with my friends. And hopefully they can join the show with me. I love y'all, and I'll see y'all later. Peace.
Mind Block Radio. Turn it up.
For sound. We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey guys, Diamond Kids here. Make sure y'all check out Friday Night Hype with DB only on WeTalkRadio.com Friday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.